سيتي لندن صوماليا. أنا قوريها يا حمسة محمد أحمد عبد النور موسى رمح العرب. أوه إيه صاحب كيكا شمبر. أوه ما أنت بحب لابينا عبتي بودكاست. ما يلا لندن ما تشوفنا يوحى أسعر ميلا ده هو لابي جيف جروف. وأنا اللي حدي الصبح نمو 6 أكلوك. إن شاء الله إلا صعدة وحاك صعدة حدا غازة.
السلام عليكم. Episode number 4.
Yes.
It's your boy Abti Hamza, New Money H. Kada.
Come on. Abti podcast to the world.
Come on. Got my co-host with me, Birdie.
The Warden of the North, Big Brrrr.
Come on.
Now to represent today, bro.
Come on.
I'm saying, you see, we're just eating right now. You caught us mid eating. Me and Hamza thought we'd do a crazy concept. I don't know if this has been done before, but we're going to talk about, there's going to be a bit of a wild take about the YouTube comments. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we're going to break down some of these comments and break down some of these stereotypes that you guys have already associated with me and Hamza, which some of them are kind of on the money and some of them are totally far off. So we're going to go through it. So Hamza, let me know when you got the comments up. Well, we've selected a few. Let me know which ones stand out for you, bro. You know
cool. Well, before we do that, firstly,
where am I, bro?
We're eating some lovely food, huh?
Oh yeah, bro, should we plug the food? We're plugging this food. All right, listen, this food is sensational, by the way. I'm a pasta man, innit? I'm having the pasta and steak. Let me know in the comments below if you're a pasta steak person.
How do they say that in Somali?
Pasta and steak.
So you're not that mad about Somali. You know your language.
I know my language very much. All right, listen.
So why do you act as though Somali is not the food festivity from the first episode?
Yeah, I said the food isn't highly rated.
But you're sitting there right now eating
food. Somali food. Isn't that like sort of hypocritical? Listen, okay, let me break something down for you firstly, because a lot of people got on my neck for this one, yeah? When I was talking, let's go to Somali food first, yeah? Mm-hmm. And I want you to pay attention as well to the teacher. I just said this. I said Somali food. When it comes to the world foods, by the way, people, the world food, so we've got Mexican, Chinese, Caribbean, Indian, we don't have as much dishes as they do. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm. Like, if this was a starting 11 football team, we have got arguably the best strikers in the world, Baris and Basta, bro. But our midfield and our defense is lagging. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I said. I didn't say Somali food is shit. I love Somali food. I'll eat Somali food for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I'm just saying, when it comes to the ranking of the world food, I don't think personally it's up there, but it's goated.
What?
No, it's goated, bro. It's a goated. Like, Baris Basto.
The food that we're eating now.
Goated.
Has never changed for the last 20 years.
Bro. I know, bro.
We have the best hili, we have the best chicken, we have the best Baris, we have the best Basto.
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
But don't compare that to like Indian dishes where
you're mad crazy, absolutely. What?
I don't.
How?
Yeah, he's talking about getting bad stomach.
What do you mean? Have you ever heard Somali food? Like any non-Somalian?
Yeah, Somali. Any by culture? The way, it's no Somalian, it's Somali.
Why?
We can't say Somalian.
Why?
There's no such thing as Somalian. So this is how it goes. Me and you are Somalis.
Okay.
Plural. Okay. Singular is Somali. And we are from Somalia. There's no such thing as Somali. I mean, there's no such thing as Somali. You got me confused. There's no such thing as Somalian. Sorry, you got me confused, see?
So what is it, Somali?
Somali, yeah.
Yeah, so us Somali.
Us Somalis.
Us Somalis.
Yeah, not Somalians.
Us Somalis, yeah. So non-Somalis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone that tastes our food, they're in love with this shit.
Of course. Rightfully so. It's one of the best dishes in the world.
So then how are you now? There's so many people, for instance, myself, I'll eat Chinese food. So I'm not really a big fan of their food.
Yeah.
So I have never really seen a lot of people that have come to eat Somali food and said,
And I agree with you, bro.
So that means it is ranked high.
It's our two dishes are ranked are better than any dish in the world, bro.
So then what are you on about then?
But I'm just saying, when it comes to like comparing dishes, as in like the Indians have got way more varieties, the Chinese have got way more varieties. I'm talking about variety, by the way. So yeah, there you go. Thank you. I'm back on thread. Variety. We don't have as much variety as other cultures do. You see what I'm saying? But our food is super duper goated, bro. As you can see, you know what I'm saying, with the pasta and steak. What are you eating over there, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Go on, Kelly.
Today I changed up.
what's your normal go-to dish?
No, normally I have hanid.
Hanid, okay.
Oh, hilib.
Go with hilib. Yeah.
Why for that?
Okay, that's a big why, but you know.
But I'm getting sugar today.
Yeah.
I was gonna say small meat.
Small meat. Yeah.
Why for that?
It's very why. That's a big why. Small wheat is brazy, by the way. My God.
Small meat. I get what I said. Small meat.
Small meat. Yeah, you said that, bro. I didn't say it.
Small meat.
Yeah.
Breeze. banana.
Belly's bean rice.
And I've got a lovely mango over there.
I've got some banana in there, which people find weird. But I think it's amazing. I mean,
me, I'm not gonna lie, yeah? Mm. You see this mango?
Don't know if they can do sponsor us, whatever it is. What's the brand name?
Twinty.
Twinty, yeah, sponsor us, bro.
Aye, lit,
but it is, and again, so the food's been put to bed, by the way. Mm-hmm. Another hot take was, I said, I think on episode one, was the Somali language. Mm-hmm. All right? Saying, I said it's a pointless language, yeah, it's a useless language. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna reframe, I need to reword it, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, for example, follow me, people, okay? You've got people that live in Somalia, yeah? When they get on their little boats and they do the tahrib, you know, the migration, the illegal migration into the West or whatever, because we're so fixated on speaking the Somali language, mm-hmm. when we get to these foreign countries, it's difficult for us to sort of mobilize, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think the power, the benefits Somali language have is, on top of speaking English as well, is we can be multilingual, innit? You know what I'm saying? But I just think, I don't know. For me, I just felt like it didn't serve a purpose. Other than within the Somali community, serves a massive purpose. But outside of our community, the Somali language doesn't serve as much purpose. You see what I'm saying?
It's not bad at all.
That's all I'm saying. I know, and some people get onto me. I am not a self-hating Somali. I love my people, by the way. But some of you guys are just too, you know what I'm saying, too damn rude, bro. I'm saying, let's get into these comments, though, man. See what these comments are saying.
Man. All right, cool. We'll go for episode one. Yeah,
hey, episode one.
79 comments.
Jeez.
Should I go with the newest or the top?
Let's go with the top will probably be a positive one.
Let's do the newest. Yeah,
go on.
The first one is by a guy called Me. I don't know. Like, these usernames are mad. It's mad, isn't it? Because we were just talking about that now.
Yeah, it's all burners, bro.
Cool. Alhamdulillah. Mm. He said, I thought the podcast was about embracing Somali Nimo. The guy on the right is trying everything to denounce, limit or belittle his Somali identity. Mm. Behavior like these are typical in freshies who inherit declare an identity crisis.
Right. So again,
I think it's directed at you. So the guy on the right. My assumption is.
It has to be. Yeah, yes, me.
unless it's me.
No, it's me, bro. Let's have it right.
You think
so? Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Alright, so again, to reiterate, so what was the username again?
Me-VQ7SY.
Yeah, to reiterate to you, my broski, I'm not a self-hating Mali. I love my people. I love my Somali anymore. The whole show, the whole premise of the show was me and Hamza coming together, making sure people understand our culture, bro. Do you see what I'm saying? From our point of view, not to say that we are the bastions of Somali culture, by the way, we're not, bro. But we are people that are here to bridge the gap between Somalis, non-Somalis, and everyone in between, broski. Do you see what I'm saying? Are we going to say some fucked up shit? Hell yeah, bro. We want to say some wrong shit? Yes. And here we are addressing it right now for you, whatever your account name was. That's not the case, you know what I'm saying? But big up you, and I hope God heals the hatred in your heart for you got for man as well, bro. All
right, cool. So the same guy now has commented again.
Bro, this guy's active, bro. What's going on?
He said, how did this make sense? Firstly, I never knew firstly is a word, you know?
Yeah, go on.
I use that a lot, bro.
Yeah, firstly, yeah, it's a word.
It is a word, yeah. Mm. Firstly, he is from Las Anod.
Yeah, my grandma's people.
Is that you?
Yeah.
You actually from Las Anod?
My people, my grandma's people, innit? So, yeah.
Wow, this guy actually knows you.
Come on, of course.
Okay. Secondly, Somaliland.
Sham, I see I stand up, go on.
Somaliland are Dir people.
I don't know, okay? He knows more
and
than us.
And Somali people are Dir beside the road.
Right.
So, most Somalis are Uro Somal people.
All right.
And they're your people the same beside that road. I have no clue what he's trying to say.
Well, I think he's just chatting. He's just, that's just
do you understand? Maybe you
that's
can
That's just
hear
a bag him. Of chatting, bro. Let me see. Right, okay, here we go. How does this even make sense? Firstly, he's from Las Anod. Secondly, Somaliland are their people. And Somalia people. This guy is English, bro. You're English. You're calling me a fob. The English is terrible, broski. And Somalia people are their besides Darod. So he's saying everybody's there other than Darod people, yeah? So most Somalis are Yuru Somali people, and they're your people are the same. Yeah, but bro, you're just chatting shit, bro. Whatever, you wasted your time, bro. You wrote this 3 days ago. Go back and delete it, bro, because it doesn't make any sense. Because somebody who's watching this video right now, yeah, break this down for us. of what he's talking about, because it's just a bag of chattings, bro. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense, bro. So go on, there you go. That's another one.
The next one said, you're Muslim first, alhamdulillah.
That's a fact. I was going to pull you up on that.
What does that mean?
Wallahi, I was going to pull you up on that. And you are right. Before anything, we are Muslim first.
Bro. Oh, what I said, yeah.
You said we are Somali first. That's what you said.
No.
Wallahi. Run the tapes. You said you're Somali first.
So last that.
Wallahi, I watched it back and I thought, I should have called you out on it. But yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're right. Muslim first.
I said Muslim first.
No, you said Somali first, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So there you go. That one's been put to bed.
And then someone said, English is only a powerful language because of the violence. Wow, this person wrote a lot, you know.
Mm.
He wrote, English is only a powerful language because of the violence the English perpetuated on millions of people, including our own. Somali was first separated because of these Europeans wanting control of Eastern Africa.
That's a fact.
And separated us so that each country had their own play area. He's from Somaliland, and the area that was colonized by England. Things they did to our nation was deliberate, and to take on their language would only submit our faith towards.
Do you know what? Well, I'm not gonna lie, my man's making some good points, bro.
Colonialism agenda. Why should we give up our taqan to applaud the West? Learn and use our language is so important. Language brings unity to a country. It breeds familiarity, and it upholds our culture and our history pre-colonialism. Why would you want to lose that for a violent language? Why did Allah break us up into segments and ethnicities forgot it in favor of some ajnabis? This guy's writing Somali and English, difficult.
Yeah.
That have done nothing but continue to bomb and kill our people. Our goal should not be to
assimilate,
but to have a country worth living in, and forcing a horrific language onto our people doesn't help with that. Wow, there's comments on top of that. You know?
Okay, good enough, but can we give my man a round of applause, bro? Wow. I can't lie, wallahi, he's right. I'm standing on camera, he's bang on the money, bro.
In what sense, though?
In what he's basically saying is, the English language was forced upon us as through colonization and shit like that, So why would you want to learn the colonizer's language? He's right in everything that he's saying, broski. It's a violent language, man. The only reason English gets spoken all around the world is simply because the British took over, fucking hell, the most of the known world, bro. You see what I'm saying? So he's right in what he's saying, man. He's right, and I take that back. Do you know what? Viva la Somali language, bro. I'm with it. Yes. Wallah, I'm with it, bro. Wallah, he's right.
Cool.
It's bang on, bro.
I hear it,
I can't believe I'm saying. See me, bro. One thing about me, I'll put my hand up and I'll take accountability.
I don't get where. What's the point of him saying this? English.
You know, he said no because I'm saying the Somali language is dead and we need to speak English. I said what I said is English needs to be the first language in Somalia. That's what I said.
Why?
Well, that's. I'm not gonna go back to it, but it was said. Okay, and I take that back, bro, because of what my man said. Nobody else changed it other than my man, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Whoever he was, his username.
This is actually a girl, maybe. Sumaya Warsame.
Oh, Sumaya, sis. Amazing. I concede you win. You're
right.
Oh,
you know her?
No, I don't know her. I'm just saying. Just Sumaya, you've got to call him sis. How am I going to call her?
Cool. What is a nation without a language? The fact...
Okay, chill out, man. Can we get rid of the language thing,
our own language is important in it itself. Just because it's not a particular language in a globalized sense does not mean it's not important and should be erased. Wow. It's very true,
right? Good, right?
Excuse me, someone said, excuse me, the people are waiting for episode 2.
Oh, yeah, episode 2 was out. So like, comment, share, subscribe if you're watching so far.
The brother in the shade hates his Somali roots. It's so obvious.
Oh, this is what happens. Flipping these people, man. Get off my dick, bro.
Out of touch stronger with our culture.
Huh?
They said, this is what happens as a result of being out of touch with our culture.
It's not out of touch with my culture, bro. Like, literally, like, this is what people don't understand, man. It's like, I had an opinion on a certain topic, on a certain subject. I said it. I was wrong on one of them. And the other one, I was kind of semi-right. End of. It finishes there, bro. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. My ADHD is kicking in like mad, by the way, people. I apologize. I feel like just... Go on.
Someone said, together we stand, divided we fall.
Mm.
Love this, but Muslim first.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
A second, bro. What do you mean?
Yes, get on Hamza.
So, Allah said that, though.
Allah.
Of course, it's Muslim first, Somali second. I must have got mistaken, man. So happy he has made a podcast. Don't stop work. I'm assuming that's for you, Ali.
That's for you, my bro.
Mm. It's good that you made a podcast.
Yeah, it's good that we made a podcast.
I think Birdie hates being Somali. How can he say English food is better than Somali food? That one, I'm with them, bro. Eating it now. Look how much food you finish.
I know. I love Somali food. I take that back, man. I love my
someone,
people.
There's a lot of comments here. Horta. Horiyed is freedom, not patronism or support. Laughing my ass off. 5 minutes in and you're already making a stupid mistake. I think that's for me.
That's you, yeah.
Somaliland is its own country, mate. Scotland is their own country. Ireland is also its own country. This person definitely Somaliland.
No, no, can we stop doing that? No, 100%, bro. This is what I'm saying 100%. About this guy, bro. You
the
see
way
you,
he
bro.
Said it, yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, bro.
And it's a little, it's a,
but is he trying shit, though? Is he telling the truth?
It's Somaliland's own country. It's not.
Is he trying shit?
It's not.
Huh?
Somaliland is not its own country. Yeah, whether you lot want to fight
I
me
beg
or
you get
not.
Onto him, bro.
I don't mind. Let them fight me or not. Somaliland is not its own country.
Yeah, you know
if I'm not right, it's only even in the UN don't even accept Somaliland. The UN don't recognize Somaliland as a country.
How about Somaliland doesn't accept the UN? Have you thought about that?
How do the Ghana did that? Are you gonna go? If there's a war that happens, you gonna go?
We don't need no one, bro.
You do, bro. Come on, bro.
We don't need nobody.
Come on, man. Don't be like that.
I'm joking. Anyway, listen.
Somaliland is its own country, mate. That's a lie. Scotland is their own country, but Scotland is recognized by the globe. Ireland is also its own country. Of course, we know that. The UK is a multinational state, i.e. a union. Somali Republic was a union and it failed. Get over it. If you sound nice, laughing my ass off, which means you sound dumb.
He's coming for you. I want your ADHD to start kicking in now.
This is to the, I'm a Somali and a Somaliland dude. This guy's a dude, you know. Oh my God, dude. Also, we do not orientate from four males that created the Somali people. That's bullshit, wallah, man. Might as well believe in Santa Claus if you're floating fake news methodology. Old wives tells that like that. Wow, okay.
I'm not gonna lie, Hamza. That guy got onto you, bro.
Yeah, got onto
it doesn't feel nice, does it? When people are calling you bad names, bro, is it? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't really get onto me like that. He's more of a... Hurriyed, which is what he was trying to say, freedom.
Yeah,
he's having his freedom of speech online.
Okay, we respect that.
I expect that.
Okay, I'm here. By the way, we do actually appreciate all comments, all negative and positive.
The brother in the shades and his Dr. Ellis.
Oh my days!
I hear it, man. Bro, just say your Hoyo's food was garbage. The man said,
"Fish
and
chips." My mom. Better than what? Yo, wallahi, show me that. Who is it?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Shosho316.
Yeah, Shosho, I dare you say that to my face.
Man said, yeah, bro, just say your Hoyo's food was garbage. The man said, fish and chibis is better than our food. Yeah, that one there.
No, that was a wild take, I know, but listen, man.
Of course, how are you going to say your mum's food is not good?
My mum's food is all right. I never said my mum's food is not good.
My mum's food, though, alhamdulillah.
Bro, alhamdulillah, mashallah, very nice. I never said, like, my mum's food is not good. My mum's food is amazing, by the way, bro. You know what I'm saying? I take it all back, man. But go on. Maybe this was a crazy segment, bro. These comments.
All the Somalians I know are born here, but might be because of my age. I think she's trying to insinuate that, like, to ask. I don't really see a lot of Somalians that are born here.
Yeah, because you said that, innit? But there's quite a few apparently. Mm. Yeah.
Brother with the sunglasses needs a bit more insight info into the culture. No offense, a lot of what he's saying lacks a lot of context.
Yeah. Well. Okay. You're right. You're right, sis. Big up you, man. And I will.
This one seems like lovely podcast.
Thank you.
I like the way you started it and insights about the Somali Nimo. Is I hope this podcast can also explore the Somalis are multi-faced. What do they mean by that?
I think we just like that there's multiple layers to us. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I get.
We are all different and beautiful. I'm already thinking of wonderful ideas. Can't wait to see additional guests on here.
Fantastic. All right, listen, we're going to end it on a fucking positive note on episode one. That was a beautiful comment. And you will, like we were talking about this earlier, we're going to get some more guests on. We'll get some guests, etc. on later on, if that makes sense. Inshallah. Later episodes, inshallah.
And then also, there's another comment saying, Dakhan Alice, cultural reform. Nonetheless, this is my third time committing. I love the difference of thought between the two. You.
Love people.
Much success. Love from the States. Remember, Muslim first, second, Somali second, and lastly, Somaliland is a state. No need for Djibouti or Ogaden. I think that is 2.0. There is a strength in unity.
Yeah, it's definitely a strength in unity, and I agree with that. What a comment, bro.
I'll check another one said,
what's this episode? Here, are we still on episode one? Bro, episode one, I'm getting cooked. Can we just move on to like episode two where you're getting cooked, bro?
No, we'll get there, right?
We'll get there.
Huh? Look, they're telling me I need to make the podcast at least more than 30 minutes. So let's slow down, guys.
So 30 minutes, I'm getting cooked.
We need to make it more than 30 minutes, so we need to go slowly, really deep dive into these sort of feedback comments.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Go on then.
Anyways, here after the Figuring Out podcast, I'm from France and not even Somali, but I found your culture very interesting, guys. Your discussions make me understand a lot about your history, and that's so precious. Keep going. Khair, inshallah. From France.
Wow. Merci beaucoup. How about that? You think
bonjour.
I didn't know that?
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien.
Oui.
Parlez-vous français? All right. Someone from France. Imagine that, bro. So, and what, they're not even from the culture. That's amazing, man. You know what is, I want other people from outside of the culture to tap into this more as well. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you're non-Somali, by the way, this, don't look at this as a strict Somali platform, because it's not. It's for everyone. Do you know what I'm saying? But as I said, me and H are just currently just speaking about our experiences of being young Somali males in the UK. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, tap in. Do you know what I'm saying?
All right, cool. And then
Bush.
Did you just say in the UK?
Inside the UK.
Well, yeah. you want that as a rule, innit? You want that as just in the UK.
In the UK.
Bah, bro. Listen, a man said, mud blood. Oi, no, Hamza, you mud blood.
You know what mud blood is?
I didn't realize at that day when you said it to me.
Yes.
It went over my head.
For those that don't know what I mean by mud blood, there's a Harry Potter terminology of people that are born from magic and non-magic blood, you get me? So obviously you said you're from half Somalilander and half Somalia, you know what I'm saying? Which by de facto makes you a mudblood, bro. I don't make the rules, by the way. It just is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Cool, got another one. I've been waiting for Hamza since Filthy Fellas.
Facts.
From Australia. That's true, you know, a lot of people have been telling me that.
Yeah, man. You were needed in the space, bro. 100.
I will see, man, how it goes. Nah, this is elite. Watch Hamza on Filthy Fellas. I knew this guy would have banged on a podcast. Make sure you get PK on the team. The layout, the structure, convo, everything 10-10. One piece of advice, I would branch out to other topics to keep the audience going.
Yeah, that's it. He's right. Very good. He's right, as we said.
We're going through this now. We've just started off our first 3-4. All right, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people might have thought part two is coming out now, but it's not. England lost.
It's not coming on, mate. You know what I mean?
But would you... All right, cool.
Go on, broski.
This is just completely off the topic.
No, go for it.
Now, yeah. Because this guy did say talk about different topics. Football now, yeah. Mm-hmm. England versus Spain right now. Mm-hmm. Be honest. I see you wearing the English thing. You went into the pub or whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't a pub, but
wherever you was at.
Yeah.
All right. What was your need of that? Because you thought it was England game. So, but we was losing now. Yeah. Did you leave the pub? Because I saw a couple.
It wasn't a pub, bro. Can you stop putting it? It wasn't a pub. Wallahi, it wasn't a pub, bro. It was a shisha bar, by the way.
I saw.
It was a shisha bar in Scandinavia.
I saw a couple of you after the game getting beaten up.
No, firstly, I was in Denmark. Okay. I was watching it in the shisha.
Oh yeah, you was in Denmark. What was in Denmark?
I was partying my ass off, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's it. But anyway, that's a separate pod. But yeah, I was in Denmark, and I decided to watch the football over there, man. And obviously, I watched it in a shisha bar. Which,
yeah, that's true, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot more. So in Denmark, where a lot of people supporting England, or where a lot of people supporting...
You know one thing I've noticed, Hamza? Yeah, I don't know, wallahi. Like this, and this was really mind-boggling, bro. I've noticed the United Kingdom is hated outside of the UK. Bro.
100%.
Any, bro, them, the Danish had no dogging the race, bro, but they were supporting Spain and they wanted England to lose. And when I'm speaking to these Danes saying, yo, why are you supporting Spain, bro? Like, we're closer to you, I think, geographically. And they're like, you know what? We just hate the arrogance of the Brits.
But do you think it's the confidence or the cockiness? They don't like our cockiness.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And I think, you know, it is with England.
That's why one thing I clocked about Scandinavia. They don't like the straightforward. Nah. Like, you're well gone, you're right, how you doing?
Nah, they come around the corners, innit? That's what they do. They don't really
But they love that deep down. They want that confidence from their people.
Yeah, they do. But as I said, like, the Brits have got it, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? I was just supporting England, bro. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, when they lost, I took the shirt off and threw it in the bin, bro. Can't lie. There you go. Nigel Farage.
But we win and lose though. Why not?
No, because why am I going to walk around with a loser's top four? I genuinely thought statistically we was going to win this.
How? Time. We just got smacked up like 2 years ago by bloody Italy.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, fair play, bro. But machine for machine, I think team wise, we've got a decent team. We've got a team of world beaters.
So do you think Southgate even was a good thing?
Yeah, I do. And I do also believe that England play as a team of individuals and not as a team collectively. Do you see what I'm saying? Every single player on that pitch is world class, other than. They can't play collectively.
Do we have a Somali English player?
I claim Isaac, innit? From Newcastle and that. But obviously the Eritreans are fighting us for him, innit?
What about Mukhtar Ali?
He plays in Saudi, innit?
Yeah.
That doesn't really count. Saudi league is like but then rappers.
Who does he play? He doesn't play for the Somali national team.
No, I don't think he does.
Zach, do you know Zakaria? He plays for Hashtag, he plays for the team, but PK plays.
Yeah.
He plays for the Somali national team.
Does he?
Yeah. Play for the small national team.
Well, big him up, man.
Play
yeah.
Good games over there, man. My okay. Uncle over there as well, he works with the team. But, bro, over there, man, I don't know, man. Somali national team, do you think we got enough players in the UK? And
I think Somalis, when it comes to Somalis, we're just a team of strikers, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying? That's what we are. We don't have, like...
No, but I feel like we've got so much talent out
there. Oh, so much. But, you know, I don't know if it's, like I said this previously, but I was saying, if the parents supported the children a little bit more in, you know, outside of education, you know, like sports or something like that. Mm. Maybe we'll
but they
see.
Do though.
No, no.
I mean, I remember when I was here, there used to be a team called Al Hijra, White Stars. Those best Somali teams I used to play for.
Yeah, but no, bro.
But it was banter. It wasn't really.
That's what I'm saying. It's
not
serious.
It wasn't really like. It was more like Marshall. It was more like have a bit of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't really like now the way that I see a lot of teams with the semi-pro.
Football yeah, that's teams. What I'm saying, bro. Like, it's not even that. It's not even like, you know, your parents are taking you to like, you know, extra classes of like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember I grew up in the same estate as Kyle Walker, innit? I remember Kyle Walker's parents, bro, taking him religiously to every single match, bro. Like, every match, bro. His parents were so
active.
I'm saying.
It's not that it's something bad. It's just that they don't believe that football, at them times, they didn't believe football would have been encouraged. Because they never knew that. Because they knew about being a doctor or being a ma'alin or being an engineer or being a certain thing. And now Zach, his mum, I see him at the hashtag. Mm. Amazing. She's there every game.
Yeah, but that's comes, see, there you
the
go.
Kids come. Well, like, it's Hoya, amazing. Man. And it's not amazing, nothing bad to it. It's because at the end of the day, the timings have changed.
Yeah.
Things now the mums have got phones. And you know what I mean? When I was a young kid, mum didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
She had a house phone.
My mum had a phone. She had a Motorola flip. And you know what her ringtone
was? No, but I'm talking about even before the Motorola flip. I'm talking about an 0208 number. Just know my 0208 number off by heart.
Yeah.
That would be the phone. And after 5 p.m. or 6 o'clock, it's free talking. That's when my mum would grab the phone. The whole house. And then when it was cordless, oh, it was game over.
Yeah, she's now moving around with it.
Move up, down, everywhere.
No, but bro, you cut like Somalis back then, as you said.
Even with the TV. Like now, my mum watches BBC News, my mum watches BBC One, she'll know about the football, she'll know about things going on.
Yeah.
Before, my mum wouldn't care, she wouldn't know.
But the main thing is the support. We weren't getting support from the family, bro. Like, you weren't getting support from your mum.
Yeah, because it didn't exist.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but that's the new style parenting, the new style mums and dads, like my generation, your generation, we're going to, you know, empower our children and whatever they do, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to my son's sports day a couple of days ago, bro.
He failed.
Terribly, bro. Wallahi, terribly,
bro. He wanted them parents.
Broski, he was just, I just looked at him, I thought, you know what, we're just not going to make it out of the hood, bro. I came to terms with it and I said.
How? When is he really bad?
He's terrible, bro. Well, I'm so terrible, bro.
Oh, but even with the egg and spoon
raise? Egg and spoon raise was terrible, bro. No hand-eye coordination. I said, you know what, he's going to be a plumber. He's going to be a decent plumber. He's going to be a decent electrician. I'm saying, but sports.
How do you decide the future of your child?
Do you know what it is? You live vicariously through them, innit? So certain things that you want them to do, you can kind of like, as weird as it sounds, but you can manipulate them into liking it, you know what I'm saying? Like football. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not good at football, but I can, you know, put football on 24/7, make my son watch football, take him to Sheffield United, take him to watch football, just consume his brain with football to the end where he wants to play football and enjoys football. But I think you just naturally let them figure it out, man. Every kid's got a talent, whatever he's talented in, You know what I'm saying? He's not talented in sports, clearly. But, you know, whatever. He could be talented in something else. He's very smart. He's book smart, isn't it? He does puzzles on that at six. So, I don't know. But he's just not sports. And that was heartbreaking, bro. Being there, watching him do that, bro. He's running the opposite way to children and that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, cool. Let's finish some of these comments.
Very sad, Allah.
Cool. What are you at? What? I have to translate this in English. You can't speak Somali. Learn your language. Eat it. Big all to all the Somali and proud.
Big up to all the Somali people and proud. Yeah, me. Like me, bro.
Someone said his mum's a G. I don't know who's.
Yeah, my mum. Yeah, my mum. She fucked up. She ended up beating some guy up.
Yeah. Isn't this Hamza guy the one who was bragging about his sins on Filthy Fellas podcast? Please don't watch. People don't. Please don't watch this clown. I'm assuming that's.
Okay, firstly, Hamza, can we that comment right there? Yeah. Can we just unpack that comment? Yeah.
Right.
See, people that write shit like that, bro, their hearts are black, bro.
Why? They might, in their. Bro, heart,
I don't even know how you.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
How are you defending people like this?
Because
bro?
you know why I defend people?
Yeah.
It's because everyone's got a right to an opinion.
No, they have a right to an opinion, bro, but it's got to be an informed opinion, bro. It can't be an opinion based on a sound.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. We don't know. Did I say anything before? I might have said.
I don't know. But
anything, I might maybe to do with things that we don't want to talk about, but Allah.
No, listen, go fix your heart, man. He's being nice about it. Go fix your heart, bro. Go fix your heart.
Cool. Another one. The Somali language is so useless and the most useless language. Clearly the biggest adult that knows nothing about his country, saying that the Somali, we've already gone through this.
Bro, I've been already cooked, bro.
People, bring on people from every African country and battle it out.
Facts.
Like food and vibes to get PK on 101 episodes and other funny characters like Specs, etc.
Yeah, definitely. Big up the man, though.
Inshallah. Mm. Man can't speak Somali. His kids will never speak or understand Somali. Somali Nima is in our bloodline. Ends here. And he has
the cheek. Well, I'm an idiot. He's going through the roof, bro.
My guy with a glove, he needs some basic education. They were on it. Tuna and bees is top tier. And it's Somali at this point. Reason is many Somali foods have started as struggle meals. Examples of foods are chili con carne.
Chili con carne.
What is that?
It's like it's like minced meat and beef.
What, sugo?
No, minced meat. Sorry, what's it? Minced meat and beans.
What, sugo or ful?
Is that ful? Yeah, you know, like kidney beans and minced meat and that.
Yeah.
That's
another one is Jamaicans will hate this, but oxtail was once upon a time a struggle meal, but
it was,
became a national dish.
That's very true.
Who in the world would think of a tail of an ox when there's more meat in other parts of the ox or cow?
Yeah, no, it was.
There's so many dishes I could name which start as a struggle. Early Somali ethnicity has been revoked. Outrage it takes.
Come revoke it off me, bad boy. Come revoke it off me. Revoke it off me, bad boy. You know what I'm saying?
They're on it. This guy doesn't know Somali. They're on you, bro. Mawala.
No, but they don't. I love Hamza because this is episode one.
Mawala.
Episode two. I know. I didn't even read the comments of episode two. On episode two, they put you in a 3.5, bro. It's smoked you, bro.
I said Hamza is a goat. Big him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Clean-hearted about. Clean-hearted, shout out Birdie as well. He's a very good guy. Lots of good points being made here.
Oh,
but Hamza needs to have a chat with his Awowo because his history on Somali is lacking. On the topic of Somali Nima, I think this concept started with Somalis came abroad and realized there are other ethnicity groups out there to get us that. Why we stick together, but back home it doesn't exist.
That's true, yeah.
Who is this guy just violating Somali culture? Goats, you boys love this. Get this going, inshallah. Much love. The brothers with the sunglasses. Yeah, I just see the brother with the sunglasses.
I just finally finished. I just feel like taking the sunglasses off, bro. This is what they're making me do. Just take off the sunglasses.
I'm gonna go for what you want. You wanted episode.
Episode two. Let's go.
Bad. I only got 44 in this one.
Yeah, 44, but 44 not bad. The 44 is not bad. But obviously, I think it's 44 all negative, bro. I don't think there's a single positive one.
One second, we start off straight away.
All right, basically,
pretty sure holistic man is married and he stopped posting because he recently had a child.
I don't know what that has to do with the tea in China, but big up the holistic man, bro.
Warden of the North had me from jump.
There you go.
What's that?
I'm the Warden of the North. Big brr. Whoever that is, big up you. Love every single time.
This is giving self-hating Somali upties. Who's self-hating? Well, one of the upties said the Somali language unnecessary. Somali food ate all that.
Bro, but it's still on episode one.
No, this episode two, though.
No, so why did you come in episode two and talk about something else? You're capping right now, bro. You're gonna
make me. Wallahi, look, you know what? You go through episode two because maybe I'm biased. It? This is your time. Enjoy it.
Oh, let me say no. I've got to double check. I see. You how did I find out? You're right. It is episode two. It's giving some. Okay, Huda Muhammad is giving self hating Somalis, Somali Aptis. It's not, darling. It's not. Believe me, it's not. We've already established that earlier. Do you know what? I'm never gonna get into her. She's a woman, right? Really good episode, but definitely too short, lads. Yeah. That is true.
We're
trying to make it a little bit longer for you guys, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you know you like, comment, share, subscribe. I'll have to keep plugging that as well. Right, about time to hear from Somali guys. Enjoy this, keep it up. Why the hell are these comments so positive?
You said
bro,
it yourself.
I thought they're gonna be negative.
It's
bro.
TikTok where they got me. You don't understand that. I know where they got me, bro. I'm ahead of the game
for you. What's it TikTok?
TikTok.
Oh damn, I'm okay.
Because they watched the episode. On the episode, it makes sense. On the TikTok, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it was a soundbite. Okay, these 30-minute episodes. Okay, yeah, no, we're going to make this.
There's no negative things on there, bro. Trust
love
me.
This. Yo, this. Okay, pin this comment. This is a really nice comment, by the way. Pin this comment. Come back in a year's time. You lot are going to be on 150K subs minimum. Big up Hamza. Oh, that is a fucking beautiful comment, man. And you know what? We will pin it. Hidden goats will raise once they know who they are. I don't know what that is, but that's a quote, I'm guessing. Hidden goats.
Come on.
All right.
You're waiting for something.
One day, I will have to sit down on this podcast. Yo, pull up, Mr. Facto. Pull up, man. If you've got some shit to say, pull up. Holistic man. Holistic man speaks facts. I don't think Hamza really listens to what he says. Yeah, I don't know why he was getting onto the holistic man, bro.
But I didn't speak that. I don't rate holistic.
Yes, my guys. Big up the holistic man, bro. Okay, here's another one. This has to be negative because it's long. Right. I don't know how to say this without sounding rude. She's going to sound rude. Whoever this is, yeah. It's for Toon.
It's for you.
But you guys sometimes sound like low IQ niggas. Not gonna lie.
Definitely talking about you. I told you.
No, bro, you're definitely low IQ. I'm not low IQ, but I use big words. Okay, sis, get your spelling right, though. Do you mean with our parents didn't know about love? Yeah, you said our parents didn't know about love, which they didn't, let's be honest. Bro, I've never seen my mom and dad hug, bro. The hell? Did you ever see that? Or hold hands? I never seen that shit. We didn't see love, bro. We don't see, our parents did not show public displays of affection. We're not like white people, bro. You saw that? You saw your mum and dad like hold hands?
No, but I see it with some other
Somalis.
Some I see them holding hugs and loving. You know,
if you're doing that part, you're embarrassing. Stop doing that. Public displays of affection is hard on. I'm hating because I never saw that in my youth, bro. Anyway, listen, okay. All right, she's basically getting on to you by saying, oh, you know, somebody don't know love and that. All right.
Come show me love then.
Life is for living. Yeah, come show me love. All right, life is for living, most definitely. That's a quote. That's a quote.
For me, that one. Life is for living. That's what I scream.
Was that you? Was that your quote? I thought that was my quote, but it's debatable. I don't know.
No, but I've been screaming.
Vibrations from the table was the third host. Oh, okay, yeah, so I think they were bigging up Peels. I was in the back episode. Big up Peel them as well.
Imagine it's him.
It probably is him as well. Yeah, well, I'm okay.
Imagine 2 minutes. Bigging up himself.
Yeah, like, bigging up himself. Peels, you're sad, by the way. Commenting that to big yourself up, bro. And no one liked the comment as well. It's embarrassing. I think the after hours boy, man. That's my boy. Right. Someone said, sometimes I thank Allah that I met my wife when I was 14. That sounds wild. And we are both Somalis. Biggest blessing in my life. 8 years married. Come on, let's give it a clap, bro. 8 years married in this day and age, Hamza. 8 years married, bro. And may Allah continue.
Send us an email and let us know, lah.
Yeah, what's the magic, bro? What's the marriage behind the... These days, they don't even see an 8 year marriage.
Yeah, some of us have been married.
Yeah, I lasted.
I have not been married.
I lasted 5 years. So I'm saying. But I lasted, though. Sorry.
You lasted 5 years?
5 years, bro. I lasted 5 years.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it was good, bro. Obviously, no. Divorce is bad. Divorce is bad,
bro. We're gonna have another episode of just me asking you about questions about marriage, because you've actually been through
it. I've been there. So, yeah, you know what? We'll do that, yeah. You know what we'll do? Should we just leave it on that? I think we should leave it on that, bro.
You think so? You know what, yeah?
Because you know what, episode two, you guys put no negative comments. Episode one was hella negative. I'm scrolling through bare love hearts, bare facts, bare we love this podcast. Episode one.
Do you know what, yeah? I'm going to be fair with you. I'll do two comments from TikTok.
And then, okay.
And we wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah,
please, and pick the most outrageous one.
Do you know what? I'll let you. I never saw myself. 303.
Okay. This was a wild take, by the way, bro. Oh, my days. Yo, this one clear. Right. No, I'm so sorry. Okay, 2 minutes. Some of them are bad, bro. But
I replied to some of them as well.
I know you're proper innit.
But I ain't scared of none of you. I will reply back to you.
Right? Oh, Allah, Hamza's actually going tit for tat with them. Right, okay. No. I'm just seeing, okay. And how do you feel so comfortable sharing this to the World Wide Web? So let's just hear it. Yeah, I think people need to hear it. So.
I never saw myself dating someone. Same. Should I tell you what? I never wanted to. I never thought that I could be with a Somali woman in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's haram. Which sounds mad.
That sounds crazy. Outrageous. Okay, we're gonna pause it there. Okay. So there you go. That's context. That's all I need to play, by the way. So go back on episode two, and I want to see nothing but negative comments.
Yeah, but that's the difference. The reason why it is because on episode two, they get to understand the whole spectrum. Whereas on that clip,
it's
controversial.
Yeah, and it's taking out context. The whole point
is taking out context. Number one, I never spoke about zina, which is sex.
That's true.
Got nothing to do with sex.
That's true.
Got nothing to do. It's the fact is, in our culture or in Islam, dating is not permissible.
That is a fact.
Yeah, so if you want to get to know a female, you would. You know what? I just recently found out as well in Barawa and Ashraf thing. Yeah, they get an engagement.
What do you mean?
They have like an engagement.
Mm.
Like they say. So when they say, "Oh yeah, these two are like," I don't know how to say it in Somali, like Rerdon.
Oh no, Reka so donor, sir. So you're requesting
you're going to the family, innit?
Yeah.
You go into the family now is sometimes just going to Ox just to go speak to the girl. You might have not even done a lot of contact with a girl at all, just to go speak to her. So then you get to know her. And then once you lot get to know each other, then you lot go and get married.
Okay, wow. See, there you go. There's multiple layers. I didn't know that, bro. And that's good to know. Like, big up is it the Barawanis?
Barawanis and Ashraf, I've seen it.
Yeah, the Barawanis and Ashraf, yeah. Big them up, man.
I see that, and I was like, what? Because they said, it's Donis, it's just simple as like, yeah, they're coming to just have a chat.
Okay. That makes
it
sense.
Might not even, there's no guarantee. Because like one girl was like, yeah, I got engaged like 15 times. I said, what?
15 times.
Well, she's from America. She said to me, I got engaged 15 times. I said, how? Like, so to my mentality, I'm thinking you're going to get married 15 times.
Yeah, you basically got pied off 15 times.
She's like, no. She goes, anytime a guy wants to chat to me, I tell her, yeah, you have to go to my house. I told him you want to engage me.
And then what? So is it a big spectacle? The whole family have to go there, or is it just the guy that goes there?
I think it's the same thing.
Is it the same?
If you don't know, let me know. Like,
yeah, let me know. A lot of people
say Redon, that's what happened.
No, because Sodon.
So, is that Sodon?
Sodonis.
Sodonis, yeah, that's what it is.
For those that think I can't speak
Somali. You know what, I've done that once in Somalia, yeah? It was my auntie. They came for her? Yeah, they came for her.
Mm.
Mad, because the guy that's getting married to her, he's already got 3 wives.
What a girl.
He's from Denmark as well.
Denmark.
So what he did was, he got a house, 4 bedrooms.
Mm.
He's got the 4 wives in them, and like, each is the house, but each part of the house is each woman has.
I don't even know if is that Islamically permissible.
I don't know, because there's a few
like learned brothers that are coming under the comments and that say, bro, let man know if that's permissible.
I don't know, but yeah, he done that.
Because if it is, that's outrageous.
Now,
as in outrageously good.
Now my auntie was gonna be the fourth one.
Yeah, your auntie's gonna be the fourth wife.
Yeah, the fourth wife.
Did you not say to your auntie, come on?
What's she's like, on? Just come with it. Because I think at them times, this was 2010, at them times, it was like, I really like someone from Europe. gonna have money. He's gonna give her what she needs.
There you go. Strictly business, no love.
And like what's the difference with her being with someone in Somalia that they have to struggle and whatnot? Whereas with this guy, she don't need to worry about struggling. She just need to have a baby with my man. Mom.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyways, now the guys come now. They bought like $1,000. It's me, my uncles, and all whatnot. Boom. Everyone's just splitting it.
$1,000.
I've said, bruh, like, even me, I got like a little hundred something.
Yeah, you're up, sir. Come on,
saying,
bro.
Wow, this is life.
Yeah.
I'm miscalculating my sister now.
Yeah.
Yeah, each sister now.
If it's a bag of minimum, if it's grand.
That's
minimum.
Somali currency. Imagine the UK, 10.
So how many do you have, though? Is it all girls?
All girls.
Wow. Big headache. Big stress. Big stress. But
anyways.
You know, swiftly moving on. Listen to this, yeah. What an episode. Big up. And you know what? All jokes aside, big up to the people that comment, Bola. You are the real unsung heroes. The negative comments, positive comments, the generic comments, we appreciate all the comments, you know what I'm saying? But, and like, comment, share, subscribe. Always have to say
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying? We are on all digital platforms, so that's all Spotify, Apple.
Amazon Music.
We are on social.
We're not on Apple. We're going to be on Apple. I'm trying to get us on there, but it's taking a bit of time.
Yeah, and make sure anywhere you see our content, please, if you're our people, give it a good like, give it a comment, and spread it around as much as we can, because we're trying to, you know, show the world how lit we are, innit? Yeah. How good of a people we are. Our food is good, our language is good, as we have established. Do you know what I'm saying?
And you know what,
I
want to do an episode of you lot sending us your dilemmas.
Ooh.
Somali dilemmas, so intercultural dilemmas.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone that's have issues with non-Somalis and Somalis asking questions about our culture, anything you want, I want to do a whole episode in. So maybe like episode 6, 7, maybe.
So
if you don't get a chance, and you have a chance, perfect time and all that. If you have a chance, send it in. You don't know our emails. Go to the Instagram. You can click on it and go on the emails and email us directly, or DM us, or even DM us one of us as well. We're all perfect with that, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
All right, my boy.
And we are done.